Can I just point out that I think we've, as a society with technology and everything, I think we've jumped the shark.
Too far.
Yeah, I just think it's... I mean, I'm getting emails now at a rate of usefulness.
Yeah.
Of it'd probably be longer than 50 to 1. It'd be like 60 to 1, 70 to 1, where I'm like, I'm going to actually read this email. It's just atrocious.
I was listening to something yesterday in regards to emails, and this was a guy that started Dropbox. So he's in the billions now.
Mm.
They've made heaps of money.
Yep.
And he was just talking about what is useful and what is not.
Mm.
And he goes, some people might think that I'm rude. He goes, but if the answer that I'm going to give them isn't going to be productive for either of us, I just won't respond.
Good.
And I was like, that's not a bad way to go.
Mm.
If that's not going to help either side, one of the things he said was a lot of people send emails out where they could find the answer out very easily.
Yeah, yep.
I was responsible for that yesterday. I did that to somebody,
mm.
realised just after I sent the email, then I called them on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And said, I've just sent you an annoying email. If you could just check that and get back to
if
me.
If I could waste your time for a little more.
Yeah.
I called her up and I said, oh, look, I found out the date. Sorry, I was asking you the date because I could have sort of confused things in my head. I thought it was already in my calendar. I said, sorry, confused the date. I'm all good.
You're like, yeah, 26th of January, that's Australia Day. Sorry, I couldn't find that out anywhere else.
It was very hard to.
It was very hard.